When we make amends, it is not important whether the other individuals or the other persons really make peace with us or not. The importance of the eighth and ninth step is to settle things inside of us, to make peace within. You see, we have to make amends with ourselves, and that is all that counts. We are totally powerless, as the first step taught us, over anyone else. We can't make other people become peaceful with us. So many times, especially for codependency, when it comes to these two steps, so many codependents really want to get in touch with their families, make peace with their families, straighten things out with their families. And maybe we can do that indirectly, but many times we can't do it directly. Because again, we have to learn the very simple principle that this entire program teaches us. And it revolves around a very simple and beautiful prayer. And that prayer is, of course, the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity. Grant me the inner peace, the inner settledness, to be able to accept the things I cannot change. That statement in itself is very difficult and very hard. To be able to accept the things I cannot change. I cannot change another human being. I am totally powerless over other human beings. I cannot make them become what I think they should become. I cannot control their lives. I am powerless over them. And that prayer rings out so strongly because, especially as codependents, one of the things that we do constantly in life is we always want people to be what we think they should be, what we want them to be. And it's sad because very many times we look at people and we see how they're wrecking their lives. We see the things that are happening to them and we try our best. But in reality, sometimes we just have to let go and let the higher power take care of it. So grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. Courage. Courage is a very special and a very beautiful word that centralizes around the eighth and the ninth step. In these two steps, we learn what courage really is. Courage doesn't mean to do something crazy. It's not a courageous act to jump off a cliff. It's not courageous to do something that's dangerous. Courage is very beautifully and very specially being able to be who you are, to acknowledge the beauty of yourself, the courage to be in the honesty of your own person. That's what's so beautiful about this prayer, because it's the courage to change the things I can. One of the hardest things for all of us to do, one of the hardest things of life, is to change. Change is scary. And yet when we change, we let go. When we change, we allow new things to develop in the course of our life. And so it's very difficult for us sometimes to change the things I can, because the only thing we can change in this world is ourselves, is our attitudes, is who we are. See, we learned something very special in this program, that I am the only one that I can work on. I must work on me. And if I work on myself and develop myself and build a very beautiful spiritual base inside of myself, then automatically and naturally, I will be able to connect to people around me. We know the old saying, if you are healthy and if you do healthy things for you, then you will attract to you healthy people. If you do negative things to your life and you beat yourself up, then you will attract people to you that will treat you negatively and beat you up also. See, again, we attract what's going on inside of us. And that's why it's so important in this recovery program to be at peace inside, to be at peace internally. In the eighth step, they tell us to make a list of all the people we have injured and all the people we have harmed. And again, look at the wisdom of this program and the wisdom of this step. In this step, they're telling us to sit down and make a list. They're telling us to look at the reality of people and situations and places in our life. And that list should include not only the people that we've injured or harmed, but it should also include